I preach and teach the Word of God. While living with his uncle, he meets his cousin, basically, Laban's daughter, who is called Rachel. But he also has a daughter called Leah. Jacob, we are told, falls in love with Rachel, and then he enters into a contract with his uncle Laban to work 7 years to marry Rachel. But because Jacob did not understand Laban's custom, we are told that on his wedding night, the marriage became a nightmare. Although Jacob consummated his marriage, it was not with Rachel, it was with Leah. But Rachel, whom Jacob loved, was left in waiting and deferred. The trickster was tricked by his uncle. The deceiver was deceived by his uncle. For Laban anticipated that the switch would possibly result in a double wedding. He had already figured out he loved both, so I can get more from him. But if we look back at the switch, my brothers and sisters, the first switch of deception was initiated by Jacob before his father Isaac. When we see how Jacob pretended to be Esau, deceived his father Isaac, who now had poor vision. And what it suggests is that sometimes when we try to deceive someone, watch out, because it may fall back on you as well. Antioch, there seemed to have been some divine retribution designed by God concerning the second switch of Rachel and Leah. For the one who was unloved was now Jacob's wife. And this is where the deferred love began. In Genesis 29, 30 and 31, it states, "So Jacob went in to Rachel. Also, he loved Rachel more than Leah and served Laban for another 7 years. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her wombs, but Rachel, who was loved, was barren." Isn't it amazing how God has a way of working through situations and circumstances, even though we don't completely understand what God is doing? And sometimes we wrestle and we argue with God because we don't understand and see the outcome of everything God is doing. And what God is simply saying is that I saw everything from the very foundation of the world. I know the results of everything. I know what is planned. I know what you will do before you do it. I know how you will act before you act. I know the decision you will make before you make no decision. But because of my unconditional love, I have given you a free will so that you can do as you please. But there's always actions and consequences to every action. There is a reaction. And when your action contradicts with my action, there is a consequence that will fall upon those who are wayward from me. And so we see all of these things transpiring. Divine retribution. We see Leah was hated, but then God opened up her womb. But Rachel, who wanted children, was barren. Leah conceived, we're told, and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, "Because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, for now my husband will love me." You can't make no man love you. Women watch these men, they will tell you anything. And I'm one of them. Leah conceived and bore a son. She called his name Reuben. For she said, because the Lord has looked upon my affliction, now my husband will love me. But the question was, does Jacob really love Leah? For in the 31st verse, God sees unloved people. We're told that Jacob had no interest in Leah, and how Jacob even rejected Leah. And because this rejection, the Lord saw Leah crying herself to sleep at night. Leah knew that she was the unwanted one, the ugly one. For Leah named me weak and weary. And God saw Leah's condition and began to initiate and impact her situation. Antioch, God is aware of our emotional feelings. And God is also aware of the things people do to hurt us. And God is also aware of the things people do to cause us pain, as well as rejection. And what this tells us is how God selects what man rejects. I heard Attorney Johnson speak of how black folk, black people, have been rejected by what we call a white culture. For when we move in, they move out. And how all of these things are manifested because some people don't like what you look like. Can we theoretically go back to scripture? And I shared it even in some of my other messages, how the whole civilized world, after God destroyed this whole world with water, he only had 8 people remaining. Noah, his wife, Shem, Ham, and Jessup, and their wives, 8 people were left. Out of those 8 people, all of the world came about being. Each one went to different portions of the world. And as they went to different portions of the world, can you imagine there was nobody else around? So we are all brothers and sisters and cousins. So it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what people may say. We are all related genetically from one man and his children. And when we think about that, that makes us all brothers and sisters and cousins. So when folks start saying, you don't look like me, really we do look alike. The color of our skin doesn't make us who we are. It's what's inside of us that makes us who we are. My brothers and sisters, God selects what man rejects. And God selected you. I shared last week in a message how God said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. We are chosen. We are uniquely different. Why? Because God has a prophetic plan for a prophetic people. God has already seen your acceptance, not because of who we are, but because of what his son has done for us and through us. And when the Lord God entered into a covenant agreement with you, his covenant agreement is unconditional. In other words, he says you don't have to do anything but believe. And when you believe under this unconditional covenant that God has sanctioned for us through his son, when you say yes to the Lord says yes to you because the Lord already knew you were coming before you even got there. What kind of God is it to know my salvation before I get there? I can tell you how, because the scripture said, Father, all that you have given me, I have kept. And the Lord knows every single one of us who will make it into heaven and all those who will not. Because he has a book, and in that book is the Lamb Book of Life, and each and every one of us who have accepted the Lord as our personal Savior, name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. But there are those who do not. And they will be eternally separated from the Lord for an eternity. My brothers and sisters, Scripture said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Because we, the way we are, would have never chose the Lord. You know how you was when you were growing up? Can I get in your neighborhood? You went to parties. You was at the club. You gamble, you slip, and you slide. I'm talking to everybody in the house, including the pastor. We've all done something, and we are all ex-something in our life. But I know a man who was perfect and sinless, who never had mars in his life, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And God Almighty said, I can't use you, but I can use my son, because sin cannot come into my presence. So it had to be one who was perfect, that could please the Father, who would demonstrate that love by saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing. Father, forgive them, for they don't even know why I'm dying. Father, forgive them for every transgression they've done in their life, all of the pain that they've hurt. The Lord is simply saying, forgive them. Because they don't get the point. And God says, I have a plan called salvation that the enemy had no idea that was about to take place. I have shared, if the enemy knew of this plan called salvation, he would have never took Jesus to the cross. And what that suggests to you and I is that angels, even fallen angels, are not omniscient. That means all-knowing. Only God is all-knowing. He knows what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, and how we're going to do it. And so God accepts. He selects what man rejects. Rejection hurt. When someone rejects you, when someone denies you, when someone ignores you, our Father steps in and select what men reject. And I said all that to say this: for every unloved Leah, for everyone who knows the pain of being unwanted at times, for every son who grew up without a dad, who made a decision that it wasn't worth it to stay around, for everyone who has been rejected in marriage, to everyone who's been ostracized or ignored by a group of people, for every unloved and unwanted Leah, I'm speaking directly to you. To every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl who does not get invited to the party. To everyone who does not have a seat at the table, I want to let you know that God has a way of selecting the one who people reject. We are living in a day and a time where we don't look the same the way we dress. Our braids are different. Our wardrobe is different. And we simply run people away because they don't look like us, Ken. The Bible said, come as you are. We have a misconception of God's word. We are so caught up on legalism. Jesus came and baffled all of the religious folks. He was coming after folks that didn't know him, but he had to first get the religious folks straight, because religious folks will mess you up. Religious folks were the one who messed up everything, and it took.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Wade Hampton Show.
Within me, oh.